this is Celeste, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. And I'm in the studio with a friend of mine, the Touche, DJ Touche, as they call her.
I go by many names. One of them is DJ Touche.
Would you like to share other names with us?
Yes. When I was young, my first name, my given name, is Emily, although it was contested between my parents. And so the first syllable of that is M. And my uncle would call me M&M.
Oh, that's sweet.
And my sister was Cupcake. Two sweet treats. Mm-hmm. And as I grew older, my names began to evolve. I was Emily for a while, classic. Maybe M sometimes. And then people started to catch on that my last name was pretty cool. Touche. Teachers would say, cool last name. And I'd say, yeah, it is. And we'd shake hands or something. Classic. And so that became my name pretty much in high school, like on sports teams, especially for Frisbee. People would call me Touche all the time. And then I got to college, and some people started to call me Two Chains.
And I have not heard that one.
Mostly only as a joke.
Okay.
And then people got a little more creative, like Touche, Touche, Touche and the Rock. That's me and my friend Rocky. Touche Rooney. Touch It.
Variations. Like variations on Touche.
And I'm just looking forward to see how my name will continue to vary as I grow older.
Yeah. Do people around you say Touche a lot? Like, not meaning your last name, but, you know, the phrase Touche?
More infrequently than you'd expect. And every time someone makes a pun with Touche, they're always like, oh, I bet you get that all the time. And I'm like, no one ever does it. I wish that people did that more.
I don't really hear people using that phrase very much.
I maybe hear it like once or twice every 6 months.
Which, statistically, would you like, how... Could you use it in a sentence? Because sometimes I have trouble.
Basically, it's pretty much when you're having an argument and then you make a point that kind of bests the other person. You're like...
Yeah.
Or they surprisingly get you and you're like, Touche. Kind of like, you got me. So if we have like a fake argument about like flossing, for example, like I'm like, flossing is terrible. It just hurts your gums and they're just like, ow, I'm bleeding.
And then I'm like, Touche.
No, oh. You argue back because I'm...
Oh, well, you sounded...
No, and then you said...
You sounded pretty smart.
But you have to make an argument.
Okay, I'll argue back. Yeah. So I'll be like, but then all the gunk gets in your teeth and you can't get it out with anything that's wider than a floss because the holes between your teeth are actually quite small.
Touche.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. This conversation inspired by Celeste's shirt, which says Flossin, and it's got a box of floss, and guess what Flossin is written with? Floss.
It is. It's kind of a cool shirt, and I got it a long time ago, so I kind of forget that what this shirt is because I just throw it on, I just wear it out. But then I wore it to the dentist the other day, and Marissa was like, is that deliberate? And I was like, no, it really wasn't. I just wear it out.
Did the dentist like it?
The dentist didn't notice. She was busy looking elsewhere.
Like in your mouth.
Yeah, like in their mouth. Touche.
Get your little bib on. That was a good use of touche.
I feel like I'm just going to keep saying it now with
touche.
Like, at inappropriate times. Like I'll be like, hey Madeline, touche. Just to confuse everyone.
Got him.
Anyway. Would you say a few words about that song, Ojos del Sol?
So I'm not sure how this song stumbled into my life. I think I was just perusing, and or maybe someone recommended it to me, but It was one of those songs that I listened to it, and then I just needed to listen to it over and over and over again. It's so beautiful. And it kind of feels like I'm being, like, cradled and rocked by the singer's voice. I really, really love the harmonies, and I was hoping that I could do some arrangement of it, maybe with, like, strings and voice, for my senior recital at one point. And maybe someday I will.
Maybe someday. That would be beautiful. Thank you for sharing that song with us. Coming up next, we have... What? Well, we can't announce... So usually what Marissa doesn't let me announce the name of the song before I play it. She only lets me say it after. But I can say the name of the artist.
But Marissa's not in the studio.
Yeah, but I think you she like would it. Be upset if... Don't you think so? Don't you think she'd be upset if she Touché. Knew I did that? Anyway, welcome back to the show. It's called You Can't Handle the Touche.
Watch out, everyone. I'm a menace in the DJ booth.
With DJ Lester and DJ Touche. She's really cranking up over there. Coming up next, we have Papoose. We've got a little treat for you.
just burn it all down and bring the ashes to me.
Keep your name off the power. Every man you want to count on. Looking down and out on the wreckage. When we met, never expected.
And you say, maybe we don't deserve love. Maybe we don't deserve love.
be a gypsy dancer. He went to California. Hearing that everything's warmer there, so you write him a letter and say her eyes are blue. He sends you a poem and she's lost to you. Little green, he's a non-conformer. Just a little green, like the color when the spring is born. There'll be crocuses to bring to school tomorrow. Just a little green, like the nights when the northern lights perform. There'll be icicles and birthday clothes, and sometimes there'll be sorrow. Child with a child pretending, weary of lies you are sending home. So you sign all the papers in the family name. You're sad and you're sorry, but you're not ashamed. Have a happy ending. Just a little green, like the color when the spring is born. There'll be crocuses to bring to school tomorrow. Just a little green, like the nights when the northern lights perform. Icicles and birthday clothes, and sometimes there'll be
my heroes are underground.
Hello.
Guess what?
What?
We live together.
Oh my gosh, do we?
And guess what else?
What?
Someone else we live with.
Who?
Mercer.
We live with someone else?
No.
Oh, okay.
Only in our imaginations.
Oh, okay, that's good. Can you hear your voice now?
I can hear your voice.
Can you hear your voice?
No?
Maybe? Okay, well, I think... try on this set of headphones, and then... forgive the technical difficulties, everyone. Can you hear your voice now?
Yeah, I can.
Can you hear my voice?
I can hear both of our voices.
Oh, my goodness. What a treat.
Very exciting stuff.
Okay, that was In Quiet Rooms by Ollie Emin, Little Green by Joni Mitchell, We Don't Deserve Love by Arcade Fire, and do you want to say this?
Anne Wants to Dance by Papoose.
Papoose. And you played that song live. Not on air, but live.
Live.
Before my very eyes.
With instruments.
With instruments.
And four friends.
And four friends.
Alex, Josie, Hooli, Jazz, and the Touche.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, welcome back to You Can't Handle the Touche.
With Lester and...
Touche. We can work on it. We received a request from a dear friend. A beloved friend.
She loves ice cream more than anyone I know. Oh, also, Marissa, if you're listening and you might want to go to the Scooper Bowl...
What's the Scooper Bowl?
The Scooper Bowl is actually, I don't know exactly what it is, but it's a fundraiser for the Jimmy Fund, maybe? And there's 3 days. Imagine this. You pay $10. You go in. You can have unlimited ice cream for as long as you want. Like, there's so many different places, like maybe J.P. Licks, probably. Ben and Jerry's. Baskin Robbins.
I'm going to look this up.
Haagen-Dazs. And they all have, like, a bunch of different flavors. And then you can just go and get scoops of all the different flavors. And I thought, who would like to go to that? Marissa. And my family has an extra ticket, so call in now.
What if we all fight? I want to go. Why do you think of Marissa but not me?
Because Marissa loves ice cream so much. You know why I would think of Marissa and not you.
That's true. But it's I want to come too.
Well, you could go.
When is it?
It's on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Like all day.
Like next
night.
Next week?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right, you heard it here, folks.
Catch Lester in
Marissa's only just tuning in, so she missed that PSA. And you still want to give her that golden ticket? Look at this. No. Ah. Tuning now.
Marissa, you might have just missed your chance for unlimited ice cream.
The chance of a lifetime, some might say. But you will still be in time to listen to the song that you requested. I hope you're listening now. If
you better be.
Send us a sign if you're listening now, Marissa. Come on. Send us
a sign.
I don't hear it.
Caw, caw. Bzz, bzz. That's the crickets and the birds waiting for a sign.
Bzz, bzz. That's not what crickets sound like. What is that? Is that the wind?
Crash, crash, crash,
oh, it's the waves. Oh, she's a bird. And on this hour of animal impressions. What if we just had a whole hour of you doing animal impressions?
Yeah, hit me with an animal and I'll do an impression.
A giraffe. This is a family-friendly station.
You asked for a giraffe. Their tongues are huge.
That's not what the sound that giraffes
what
make.
What do they do?
Like a gentle, like, hiccup.
Their tongues are
rabbits?
Blue, I think. Rabbits?
That's me. That's a me sound.
Turns out Lester's a rabbit.
Turns out I
Surprise
am a rabbit.
Surprise test of events.
Where's Marissa?
Where is she?
Marissa, if you're listening, send us a sign. Please. We miss you.
We miss you.
Come home.
We love you. You've been away too long on that adventure to the Misty Mountains.
That's like, isn't that Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, I'm reading The Hobbit right now. They're about to fight Smaug, and I can't wait to figure out what happens.
It would be actually really fun if you just brought The Hobbit and read it on air.
Forgot it at home. Marissa, we need you.
She sent us a sign. But Marissa, you also missed the very important announcement that DJ Touche, DJ Touche, DJ Touche, DJ Touche,
La Truce,
just made a very important announcement and you missed it. it was about ice cream. Let's just say it was about ice cream.
Ice cream.
I really want to go to this. It sounds so fun. But I feel like I'll be sick at the end of it.
Well, you can like pace it out, you know.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Marissa had a special request of a song that's like, I think, pretty
It's
special for our house. For a household. Why are you trying to say what I am saying?
To show how connected we are, so that it sets the premise for why this song is so
Swiss Army Man.
Okay, play the track.
This is the point where the guitarist gets to speak now and again. And today I don't have very much to say except thank you very much for coming and making this the hottest ticket this country's ever seen. You're great. We love you. Thank you.
you'd hurt me. You've broken my heart, now you leave me.
Det dagas strumpeband. Har stulits ut av någon som saknar dig ibland. På natten är han borta, men minns du honom än? När det dagas, men tycker du, Veronica, att morgonen är grå och ångrar att du någonsin lät honom gå? Spring bort till telefonen och ring till din vän när det dagas. Veronica, Veronica, släpp ner ditt långa hår och se din vän i ögonen och säg att han får och somna i hans armar och vakna lycklig sen när det dagas.
Promises of future glory don't make a case for me. I did my best and all the rest is hidden by the clouds. I can't carry you forever, but I can hold you now. Leaving now your wedding day, all calm and dressed in white. All I keep's the memory of one last crooked night. Organs playing loud. I can't carry you forever, but I can hold you now.
Like someone's about to die. You just watch your mouth when talking about the father of the bride. Why's your heart grown heavy, boy, when things were feeling light? Turning this June morning into some dark judgment night. This ain't the end of nothing much, it's just another round. I can't carry you forever, but I can hold you now.
Whoa. slither while they pass. They slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me.
Fiona Apple's cover of Across the Universe, originally by the Beatles.
Backup singers on that track include Lester and Touche.
Yeah. In case you couldn't tell, it was pretty, I think it really made the song.
For me, at least. For Fiona as well. She's listening. Hey, Fiona. If you want to go to the Scooper Bowl, let us know.
This is like when we had the whole thing with Keira Knightley.
Keira, we know you're out there. Give us a sign.
Keira, take us on your helicopter, please. And I played something off Vampire Weekend's new album, which is nice. And which is, oh, and the conversation that we had about that was because the line is, I can't carry you forever, but I can hold you now. Mm-hmm. And we could also hold each other later or hold each other now.
Or one person could hold and then the other person could hold, kind of like spooning.
It's a timing thing. I think timing is yeah, always difficult.
And
but
the question that I ask people sometimes when I'm getting to know them is, you know how people are interested in like whether you're the middle child or the oldest or the youngest, and it's interesting to know whether people like to be the middle spoon or the big spoon or the little spoon. And I just wanted to give a shout out to all the middle spoons out there, because I think it's an underrated type of cuddling. People don't think about it.
Yeah, because I always think cuddling's two people.
That's just...
Well, no, I actually think being the middle spoon is the most satisfying, because you're just surrounded by mm-hmm. by warmth and mm-hmm. physicality. Mm-hmm. But when you're the big spoon or the little spoon, you're always there's always a gap, an absence.
Yeah, so that's why sometimes when I'm spooning with only one other human, I like to have a stuffed animal
that can be. So you make yourself the middle spoon.
I make myself the middle spoon.
What if you like
Hi, Cinnamon? I love you.
Oh, that's really sweet. Cinnamon's probably listening in.
Yeah.
What if you like hugged your own legs and you were like,
yeah, that's nice too. So tiny.
So that was Hold You Now by Vampire Weekend. And Danielle Heim was on that track too.
What?
Yeah, did you not hear her?
Didn't even know it.
They were holding
each other with their voices.
That's right. They were holding that track up with mm-hmm. their voices. And then DJ Touche picked a song called Veronica by my Bubba and Elsa Hawkinson, and we played Love of My Life by Queen for dear friend Marissa, and I picked the live version because I really like it live when everyone is singing along. It's such a treat to have live music recorded in that way.
Yeah, you can feel the energy of the masses and how much love is holding them all together.
Love.
So, to tie this back to our original conversation, we might even say that love can hold you now.
Hold me now. Do you know that song? Hold Me Now?
No.
By the Thompson Twins?
No.
We should definitely play it after this.
Yeah.
We should just have a whole hour of songs about holding. And now.
Holding the now.
Holding the now.
: An exploration of time and Tella.
No, wait. This is a family-friendly show. Before 9 p.m. Well, I feel like you could say it and it would be a piece of...
Even now.
What?
What? Piece of...
Technology.
Technology, yeah. That's not scandalous.
Yeah. Say it.
Teledildonics. It's not even...
Yeah.
No family's gonna be...
Teledildonics.
Makes me want a dill pickle.
It's true. Makes me want a donut.
Oh, we go to Union Square Donuts.
Teledildonuts.
My new business plan.
Uh-oh.
Coming to Reno, Nevada. This fall.
No. Actually, speaking on the subject of teledildonics, there is a very funny scene in Booksmart. I shouldn't spoil it for you.
Oh, but it's okay.
Basically, they just talk about things that one of the characters uses mm-hmm. for herself.
Yeah.
And it's it's just really funny, it's really and funny. I think feels very genuine to how like weird it is to talk about stuff with your friend, but also really cool to be able to be like, yeah, I do this and it's fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That sounds good.
Okay. No more details.
I'm looking forward to seeing this film.
Yeah. It's really funny. And I'm going to play the song Hold Me Now just to keep it on topic.
Rather